no doubt that we always wish we could have made it, right? You want to be done. You want to arrive. You want to become perfect. But the gift of Christianity is the acknowledgement that you are just not in yourself. So Paul says, I haven't made it my own because I haven't owned it in myself, but I press on toward the place where it is, which is in the life, death, resurrection, and return of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to Orazio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we get ourselves just a brief moment to go back and check out more of those words from Psalm 44, where the psalmist tells us, "O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old." Now, as the psalmist is writing this, what's so key to know, now for you as a New Testament Christian, is that he's referring primarily to the Exodus event. Nothing defines the Old Testament reality like their memory of the Passover, right? Their memory that they were slaves that had been brought out of that slavery by the activity of God in history. An unbelievable thing. Now, what is so valuable and important about that is that now all of that reality, that Exodus, that was just the symbol. It happened. It was real. But that was the story. That was the symbol to point toward the bigger real, the greater act of God in history, the moment that goes beyond a mere parting of a few waters with the breath of God's mouth to the opening of the grave with the life of God's body. Right? The exodus out of the slavery that humanity had, the tyranny of sin, death, and the devil. That exodus event when Jesus walked out of the tomb on the third day, this is the event now that for you and me, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us the deeds that God performed in the days of old, as with his own hand he drove out the nations and planted his people. Yes, of old it was Joshua entering the promised land, but now it is the devil himself being pressed out of humanity. It is the demons having nowhere to go and nothing to do to you because you are protected by that helmet of salvation, that shield of faith, that breastplate of righteousness. You are planted in the wounds of Jesus, not by your sword, not by your arm, but by the light of his face as he delights in you, looking down upon you in your incompletion and saying, "Father, forgive them. They're mine now." You're listening to Orazio. Sharper Iron, Pastor Ill in the studio this morning. Come on, it's time to rock.